Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on a lot of life's logistics, like planning and wellness, along with some fun things like skincare and reading. And overall, we just throw in a whole lot of life. Around here, we know that life is messy, but we're just doing our best to learn how to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And this week, I'm going first with the one and only Katie Duckett. And we are doing one of our favorites episodes. It's been a little while since we have done one of these. And so I thought it would be fun to just dig into some of our new finds recently for this fall, especially. I've been revamping my wardrobe a little bit. Katie's been doing some new things with makeup. And so I thought it would be fun to just throw all of those things that we have been enjoying into one big episode. So we are talking about all of that today, and I think it's a whole lot of fun. I also have a few things that I've been doing over in my Amazon list about some things that people have specifically been asking me about lately. And one question that I get a lot is for throat care, especially during sickness seasons. So I went ahead and I threw together a list on Amazon. And if you go to MackenzieCoppa.com/Amazon, you can find all of my recommendation lists there. But it's all about throat care. It's specifically things that I take for my throat to help myself to stay well and also specifically focus on keeping my voice as much as possible and really staying on top of trying to not sound like I'm plugged up and that kind of thing so that I can continue to work because my voice is my moneymaker. It's what I use every single day for voiceover work and for the podcast and social media and all that kind of thing. So it's one of those things that I really have to find like all the tips and tricks that I can possibly get to keep things operating smoothly. And a lot of times people ask me about that. So I have a lot of those over on Amazon if you want to check it out. Again, that's MackenzieCoppa.com/Amazon. You can find all of my throat care tips. Plus, I've got a list for wellness, for just everyday wellness kinds of things and all kinds of other things that we have a list for over there. So be sure to head over and check it out if you're curious. All right. But if you want to get into specifically our fall updates, things that we are loving right now, here is our fall favorites episode with me and Katie Duckett. Katie, I feel like it's been like a long time since you've been on the show, which I know is probably not accurate, but
I feel like it's been a while.
And I think maybe it was like that we recorded the episode that was the most recent a while before it went out. I don't know. It just feels like a while. And it definitely feels like a while since we've done a favorites episode.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be fun. I have the most random assortment of things that I want to talk about. So
I kind of do too. And good. I really have a couple that are like true favorites right now.
Me too. Like, and some new things that I haven't. Yeah. Some new and some like old trusty favorites or things that I'm really like sold on now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think this will be fun. Do you want to start or do you want me to? Maybe just go back and forth.
Yeah, you start.
Okay. Okay. This first one, this is, I don't know, a departure for me. So for a few years now, I've had a bag that I love from Madewell. And it's beautiful leather. It's made well. It's like really held up and it's easy for me to throw things into. I always felt like I could fit everything that I needed into it. I actually talked about it on one of our newsletters a couple of weeks ago. And so I've loved this Madewell bag. However, it is heavy. Like it is heavy all on its own without even putting all of our movie snacks and waters for the entire family in it. You know, like it's just heavy. And so I've been seeing this trend of people wearing basically fanny packs across their front as their purse. And I have never been a small purse person. However, during the sale this summer, the anniversary sale at Nordstrom, I bought a little Kate Spade wallet. And I've never had a wallet this small. I've never had anything Kate Spade besides a phone cover. So I was very excited because I love Kate Spade. I've always wanted something Kate Spade. So I got this little wallet and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to give it a go. I'm just going to see what I can find on Amazon for a crossbody bag. And I found this one that was cute. It's black and it looks kind of like quilted on the front, and then it has gold zippers, and it says things on it like decently durable. Like, it doesn't even try to sell itself as being something more than it is. It's $15. And I love this bag.
Wow.
Oh my word. It has like two main pockets and then a small front pocket. So I'm able to keep my keys in that front pocket, because the way my car works, I don't actually have to get my keys out. So it's just, I can have them in there. And then I have the pocket that has like just the essentials, like pads, chapstick, you know, that kind of stuff that you don't really want falling out when you get out your wallet. And then I have the back pocket that I have my AirPods, my Kindle just fits, my phone, and my wallet. And that's really all I need in this stage of life, which is also really weird, because I'm solidly in that place where it's like, oh, I don't have to carry around extra stuff for you people. Like, I just need what I need. And I'm not really leaving the house all that much either now, especially now that I have everyone like riding buses and like don't even have to walk up to anybody's school, which is a whole different thing and really bizarre. But it's been perfect. I wore it when we went to the fair. My shoulder doesn't ache anymore. I feel like it's cute. I feel trendy. And it was $15. So I'm feeling like really solid about this purchase.
You win. That's amazing. I
totally win. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I didn't know that such like a small thing could make, it feels like such a difference in my life. Even when I'm just like running into the grocery store or whatever, it's so light. And also Emerson noticed, because you wear it on your front, which I've never like done before. And she was like, hey, that's pretty convenient, right? It's like right all there in front of you. I was like, I know. It's like, I have this little filing cabinet with all of my things like right here on my chest. But yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. So
that's so fun.
Yeah, it's been a real win. And even my mom, who's like very picky and, you know, has more like higher class taste, she's like, oh, that's cute. I'm like, okay, I got the mom seal of approval. The only thing I will say that I need to like really put a kibosh on, I've been trying to, is whenever we go someplace and see somebody we haven't seen in a while, Ellie says, my mom got a new Gucci bag. I'm like, no, I didn't. This was $15 on Amazon. Don't try to be telling people I'm buying a Gucci bag, you little weirdo.
Does she even know what that means?
Well, she is my little fashionista, and she came up with this on her own, so I guess so.
Does it look like it could be Gucci?
I don't think so. I mean, really, it's a black fanny pack. I mean, the gold zippers really take it up a notch, but I mean, it's $15. So I don't think anybody's going to be thinking I'm wearing Gucci, but still, it's like that. Even my mom at first, before she really looked at me, was like, you what? I'm like, no, Ellie, stop. Oh my gosh. No, I didn't buy Gucci.
That's so funny.
She's telling Nick, mom got a Gucci bag. You what? No, I didn't. It was $15. It was Amazon. Like, guys, give me a break.
That's awesome.
But I feel like I love it as much as I would love a Gucci bag right now, because it's made such a difference in my life. So that's my number one.
And you're going to link this, right?
Yes. We will have everything linked in the show notes.
Okay. 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 My turn?
Yes, your turn.
Okay. So I've mentioned this to you before, but I don't think I've mentioned this on like a favorites episode before. And these are my new Lululemon slides.
Oh, yes, you have told me that.
Mm-hmm. I've told you, right? So I call them the cloud slides, but that's not their technical name. They're called rest feel. That's like,
okay,
that's like their actual name. But they feel like a cloud. And I love my UGG slippers. I love them. But they are warm.
Yes.
And this has been a fantastic, like, summer into fall. If I'm home for the day, it is a delight to be like, oh, I'm going to wear those. And even if I have to run out, I mean, they have a sole. You really could run out in them. Mine are white, so I feel like that's prohibitive. at this time of the year to like wear them out, but they are so comfortable and they have completely molded to my footbed and they're so supportive. I have this stupid knee issue going on right now. Yeah. Still, and it makes a huge difference to be in something that's supportive and helpful for that. So I love them. I guess they're super, super hard to find. They sell out immediately, but if you can get your hands on some, I cannot recommend them high enough. They're fantastic.
Well, yeah, I've heard you talk about them a few times and like your sister loving them. And
yeah, that was a good story. She, yeah. We were all together at her house for something. I don't remember what it was. It was like over a month ago, right? It was a while ago.
Yeah.
And she came out and she's like, oh my gosh, they're here. You guys, have you heard of these? And she's talking to me, our other sister, our sister-in-law, my mom. And she's like, they're by Lululemon. They're their cloud, like, I don't know if she called them slippers or shoes, but she said they're really hard to find, but I got one. And then she sat down and she like unboxes it. And she looked at me and she said, did I give you a birthday present? And I said, oh, I don't know. And she's like, oh, here, just because we wear the same shoe size.
Yeah.
And the way she did it, even, it was just very her, but it was so funny. I was like, no, these. And she's like, I'll order another one. I have my ways. And I was like, okay, all right, then I'll take them.
I'll take them.
Fine.
You don't have to tell me twice.
I'll take them. And, but I didn't go hunting for these. I didn't have the thrill of the victory of like, oh my gosh, I got a pair. I had never heard of them. Yeah. So I came in pretty cool to the whole thing. I put them on my feet right away. I really haven't taken them off unless I've like had to go somewhere where you need actual shoes. I love them. I love them.
That's fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, if you've been listening to the podcast, then you've heard that I have been dealing with some perimenopause symptoms that are really not all that fun. And so I have been really happy to find a company that provides non-hormonal and prescription-free alternatives to help me to get my body back in order and to just feel better about how things are functioning and not dealing with so many of those uncomfortable side effects. And that is Bonafide. Bonafide is for women who suffer from any of the broad range of hormonal symptoms that we all encounter all throughout our lives, everything from PMS to peri and postmenopausal symptoms, and who want safe and effective non-drug solutions that we can trust. Only Bonafide creates proprietary natural medical products that have earned the uncompensated recommendation of over 8,400 doctors to their patients on an ongoing basis. We deserve to feel better and to have naturally powerful remedies to safely treat these natural symptoms that occur throughout our lives. One of them that I have been using recently is Silvessa. It is the first comprehensive system designed to restore and protect hair and skin affected by estrogen decline from the inside out. It's a daily capsule, hair serum, and skin serum that combine for healthier looking hair and skin. And it's formulated with hyaluronic acid to visibly improve skin texture and reduce fine lines and wrinkles. Plus, it promotes the appearance of fuller, thicker, healthier hair. I have been loving Silvessa. I absolutely love the serums. They just soak into my hair and my face, and they feel so nourishing and restorative. It feels like I'm really doing something proactive for my body and my health. Bonafide's products are efficiently sourced naturally. They're clinically validated. They have the highest priority on safety and quality. They're endorsed by doctors, and over 333,000 women have benefited from Bonafide. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription required. Real relief without compromise. To get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product, go to hellobonafide.com/livewell and use the promo code LIVEWELL. That's hello, BONAFIDE.com/livewell and code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL for your special offer. For best prices and free shipping, go directly to the hellobonafide.com/livewell website. This is a special offer for LiveWell Anyway listeners, so check it out and use my promo code LIVEWELL today. Well, as long as we're talking about shoes, I can go on a little shoe tangent for a second. So we're going to come to some pants that I have recently found in a minute, but with these pants, I was needing certain shoes that I just didn't have available. So, well, the first one I actually did buy at the Nordstrom sale this summer, and they are the the Caslon boots. I should have found the actual name. I was scrambling before we got on here, but they are like, I actually got them in a, like a burgundy color, and they're a chunkier boot than I've had before, like booty. They're flat. They don't have a heel, and, but they just, they're that new sort of style, kind of reminiscent of Doc Marten. They don't tie though. They're pull on. And today was actually the first day that I wore them, and they're the Miller water resistant Chelsea boot. I just found it.
Miller is, so who is it by?
Caslon. And they're on sale right now. Hopefully they're still on sale when this episode goes out. We will link them. They're typically $100. They're on sale for $65 right now.
Okay. I just looked it up. I've seen them.
Yeah. So they work well with some of these pants that I got, because some of the pants I got are much longer, but I think I could even wear them like with my cropped pants that I've recently gotten. I needed just some more versatility. I'd been finding myself wearing like my tennis shoes a lot, and I love like my little white Adidas and stuff like that, but I just needed something a little bit different, something that was going to be water resistant as we're coming into winter.
Yeah. But
then I also saw that loafers have become like a thing, like chunky loafers. And I, especially with these cropped pants that I got, I was like, I just really need a pair of loafers. And so my mom and I went down to Nordstrom, and she had points on her card. And so she actually paid for most of it, which was super nice. But I got these, okay, where's the name? I had the name pulled up. Where is it? Sarto Bellina. So Sarto is the brand and Bellina is the style. And they're these like chunky patent leather loafers. And they are like a statement shoe, but I've really been trying to bring my trends a little bit more like up into what is happening now. And I love these. I'm so excited to wear them. And it is kind of funny though, because as I'm like, okay, I'm departing from all of my skinnies. I am moving into the new trends. I am like trying to look fashionable again. I have been getting some side eye from some younger people who are like, what are you wearing? And I'm like, hey, you don't have to be a hater because I am being stylish. All right. So just get over it. Yes, I am very stylish now, and you can deal with it.
That's all right.
So,
did you say you have them in black or in?
I have them in burgundy, actually, which I don't see on the website. They were like, they're kind of like a, oh, wait, no, they are. What is this one? Is this the one? What is the name of this color? I can't get it to come up. Let's see if I can get it to come up. Burgundy, exactly what I said. All right. So, yes. Yeah, so I got them in the burgundy because I have a lot of black and brown and whatever. So I just thought I would try them in the burgundy, and I really like them. I'm excited about them. And then I got the loafers, and then, okay. So this summer I also bought a pair of clogs, and they were pretty tall. They were Dansko clogs. They were super cute, but I did almost roll my ankle a couple of times. And so I thought, I can't risk continuing to keep these shoes if I don't have pants to wear with them. And I knew I needed like a tall, like a wide leg pant to wear with these clogs, but I didn't have one yet. And so it was like having this purchase of owning these shoes, but not having anything to wear them with, knowing I would have to make further purchases. And then also getting some side eye from people about the clogs, and hot boyfriend definitely thought they were probably the ugliest shoes he'd ever seen. And so I returned them, and okay, now I am kicking myself because I bought the pants that need to go with the clogs, but I don't have the clogs anymore. So my mom and I are keeping an eye out for when these clogs are hopefully going to go on sale again, because I bought them on a ridiculous sale. So I need to repurchase the returned clogs.
Well, the Dansko clogs, I could never, because I wore them in nursing school.
Yeah.
They were my hospital shoe. Like, I cannot even look at them without like feeling like I couldn't go there again. I don't think it was like late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. And I just have to retire that shoe for my own personal benefit. But I they're cute and they're so good for your feet, which is why
yes.
so many nurses wear them.
Yeah. Well, and they would work with these pants. I might as well just talk about the pants. So I was on a mission to get rid of my skinnies and bring myself into these current trends, as I've mentioned. So I went because I'd been following people online who were buying like new trendy jeans, but they were all like $300 and $200. I was like, yeah, that's not in the budget. So I went to the Gap, the good old trusty Gap, and I found 4 pairs of pants and they were all on sale, which was great. And I did not think, I thought I was looking for like a relaxed fit, maybe a wide leg, maybe even like just a straight leg that almost, I would say, sort of borderlines on skinny, but because technically they don't come in at the bottom, they're yeah. not considered skinny, which is, you know, kind of nice if you're like gently trying to get away from the skinnies. But then I tried on these 70s flare high rise jeans and I fell in love. I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so tall and these things button everything in that I need them to suck in. And they just like, they make me feel like an Amazon. I don't know. I love them. I just fell in love. And I even had my doubts because I was like, am I crazy? Like, do I sort of look ridiculous? I mean, I feel like I love them, but do I look ridiculous? But then my mom met me at the mall and she was like, oh no, those look really good on you. And I was like, all right, I'm not crazy. So, so all that to say though, they are very long. Like I have to wear a heel with them. So the clogs would have been less like wearing a heel, but I would still get the height, but you really wouldn't see that much of the shoe because the yeah. pants are so long. So yeah. I feel like the clogs with the 70s flare, hot, like it just, it works. It works. And I got a pair of black ones. And then the jean pair I got actually have these like weird little pockets in the front, which I think makes them like more of a statement piece. They're really fun. I am very happy with them. So take
that.
That
matters. If you're trying to follow trends and you're unhappy, like what's the point?
Exactly. If you feel uncomfortable in it, because I bought another pair of like cropped, they were supposed to be straight leg, but they just were sort of an odd shape and they made me sort of feel like I was wearing a barrel. And I like, even though it's technically trendy, I didn't feel good about it on my body.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, no, those have got to go. But yeah. these kind of crazy 70s flare high rise, like I'm all about it. And I think that if you feel good in it, then you can own it. And then it doesn't look weird. Like if you look like you feel awkward in it, then people are going to be like, oh, she looks ridiculous.
Right.
But if you own it, then so be it. So yes, those are my new jeans. Oh, and I did get the vintage slim high rise are the cropped ones that I got that I also got them in black. I like that they're cropped because that's kind of like a style right now. And you can wear them with a lot of different shoes and they are more akin to a skinny without being a skinny. So it's like okay. I feel like it's a good gateway pant.
Gateway.
And it wasn't, yeah. And it wasn't like, you know, $500. So I feel good about it.
Always a plus.
Yes. So those are my recent fashion finds.
All right.
Coming into the 20s. Feeling like I'm in the late 90s, but whatever.
Seriously, it is so weird.
It is. Okay, this is a total departure. Just give me a second to tell this ridiculous story. But hot boyfriend bought new deodorant the other day. And for some reason, Sophia, his daughter, was like, smell his new deodorant. And I was like, whatever. And I smelled it. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, I'm back in high school. That is the smell of Gap Blue cologne. And I knew too many people who wore that. Oh. And it's like one of those things where it just like transports you
yeah.
back to another time. Yeah, yeah. It was wild.
Not good.
Mixed reviews. Yes. We'll leave it at that.
We'll just leave it at that.
Okay. What is next on your list?
Well, I do have a shoe, so I feel like that's a good.
Okay. Yes.
Talking about it. I had no idea when I got this shoe last Christmas that I would love it so much as I do right now in going from summer to fall, but it works with shorts. It works with jeans. It works with like the cropped jeans. Like I love them, but my holdup is going to be saying, I always say Sorel. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not what you used to say. So, but right. I'm not going to tell you what you used to say because I don't want to mess it up.
This is what I locked in. So if that's yes. right, I'm just going to go with it, but I can never Sorrel. Remember if it's right or it's wrong. Okay. Sorrel. It's the Harlow Chelsea rain boot waterproof. And it has a white tread or like a beige white tread.
Okay.
I love them. I just love them. I love.
I remember them. You getting them. And-
yeah. I have been wearing them so much lately. Like I liked them in the winter, but I love them in the summer transition to fall.
That's fun. I love when you, I mean, especially because I think this might be the first like really fall feeling day that we've had thus far.
Yeah. Nice and cool. I have the windows open. It's crisp.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. There was a little bit of rain and it was like, I've been already transitioning my wardrobe, even though maybe didn't really need to.
Just been a little hot.
Yeah. Well, and I run cold anyway. So it was like, I can get away with it. But now it's like, I don't look quite as ridiculous when I go in public and I'm sporting a sweater.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying that actually it's like legitimate now.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, if you've been following me on Instagram, then you know I've been trying to update my wardrobe a little bit, get on board with some of these new trends that can be a little bit hard to come on board with because they really remind me of middle school and high school. And so I'm trying to bring them into my late 30s and not look like a fool. But one of the ways that is really helping me to do that and to feel really comfortable in the clothes that I'm wearing is taking into account my results from my Color Guru consultation. As I'm doing my shopping, I got to do this late last winter and it was a game changer. It was so much fun to see exactly what colors work well with my skin tone. It has helped inform my decisions about the makeup that I wear and the different color palettes that I'm putting on. They even helped me to figure out what metals work best on me. It has been so much fun to be able to utilize those results. I have little cards that I can take with me when I'm going shopping, or I can compare to the things that I am buying online that have all of the different colors that some of them I wouldn't have even really expected would have worked well with my skin tone, and they totally do. And I just love knowing that when I buy things in that color palette, I can feel really confident that they're going to look good on me. It's not going to make me look washed out. It's going to make me appear vibrant, especially as we're heading into fall. And I think sometimes we can all get sucked into this collective color palette that we think is going to look good on all of us. But newsflash, we don't all look fabulous in mustard yellow. It's just not a color for everyone, including myself. And so I love knowing that I can pick from these colors that are going to work well for me. I can customize my fall wardrobe and feel really confident and good with everything that I'm buying. And I want you guys to have that same experience as well. It is so much fun. You send in some pictures. They give you a whole workup and a whole thing about how you can customize your look. They even have a hair guru, Allie, who I had on the podcast also last spring, who will tell you the best color and cut that is going to work for you and your face shape and all of the things. They're really going to help you to feel more confident in your own skin. So head over to yourcolorguru.com and you can use the code LIVEWELL at checkout for 10% off. This is such a valuable service and it is so much fun. If you want to feel more confident about the wardrobe choices that you are making this fall, then this is an experience you definitely want to have. So go over to yourcolorguru.com and use that code LIVEWELL at checkout for 10% off. Tell them I sent you. You're gonna have a blast and let me know how it goes. Okay, sort not really in the style vein, but in the getting ready vein. This is a hair product. So I got the Airwave Styler from Bondi Boost, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago or so when they came out with it. And I really liked the flat iron that I had. I would use it to do curls. It always worked well. But the whole thing with this airwave styler that they said is it blows cold air on the outsides of the flat iron so that as you're doing your hair, it's cooling it sort of simultaneously and helping your style to stay longer. And it's supposed to be healthier for your hair. The other thing about it that I wasn't used to is my old flattener was a, like a clamp style. Like you had to hold it closed. So that's what I was used to doing, where this one is more like a curling iron. Like it clamps itself shut on your hair.
Okay.
And at first it was sort of weird to get used to, but now I really like it because I feel like it takes so much less effort. There's less I'm doing with my hands. And the young girls in my life, even my 10-year-old, is starting to be able to curl her own hair.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I feel good about it because of the way it is with the cold air and stuff. It seems like she's not as likely to burn herself. I mean, you're still dealing with a heating tool, but she's been able to wield that thing pretty well. We did her hair together a few times, and then she's kind of tried it on her own a couple of times, and she's actually figuring out how to do it. And that's a huge time saver when she can do her own hair on the days when she wants her hair to be curled. And I'm actually thinking about getting her one for Christmas because she could have her own in her bathroom. And even though I have one, she kind of was like, well, I would like to have my own just because it like makes her feel old or whatever. Yeah. And the fact that she's able to do it, I think like this is a win for anybody who has trouble using a straightener to be able to curl their hair or straighten their hair, whatever it is. This one's a great one. Like it's just so easy to use.
Awesome. Yeah. And what's it called? Bondi Boost?
Yes. Bondi Boost is the company, and it's then the Airwave styler.
Okay. Is it similar to like the Dyson Air?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think that Lange has one that is similar. That has like the little holes on the outside that blow the air.
Yeah, I have that one.
Okay. Yeah. It's like that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's Bondi Boost. So
yeah. And I like that one because since with the cold air, like I use that one when we go to Florida, because with the humidity, that cold like sets my hair, it doesn't frizz.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that being the case. Okay. Do you have one?
Yes, this is kind of my last one, unless something occurs to me. But so I got this CC cream. It's by Purbel, and I really, really, really like it.
What is the name of the company?
Purbel.
Purbel? Hmm. Okay.
P-E-R-B-E-L-L-E. So it's a CC cream, and I've been using it as a foundation. I just put my lotion on, I put this on, and then I use a bronzing, and that's it, and I'm done. My morning routine has become so quick. Now, I don't know if this is definitely not as clean as the Ilia, and mm-hmm. I still love Ilia, but this is like just really helping me with the redness.
Mm.
It's just counteracting that so well. And I've tried so many different primers that are like green, that are supposed to be color correcting. And they just don't cover it, but this does. And so it's really weird. It's white. It goes on, you put it on, it's white. And then after like 30 seconds, it's exactly your color. It's really crazy.
Weird.
I know.
That sounds sort of like, I think Revision has something like that, which I have been very curious about. So yes, I'm so curious about this. So it actually like meets your exact skin tone.
It adjusts to your skin tone. And I used it when I was a little tanner, and I've used it now that I've lost some of it. It still adjusts to the color that my skin is in that moment.
That's crazy.
I know. And like, you just think, no, it can't really do that, but it really does do that. I don't know how it's doing that, but it's very moisturizing. It's a very light feeling. It's like light to medium feeling coverage. It's not like there's nothing on your face, but it's very moisturizing. So anyway, I really like it.
Yeah, I am looking at this right now.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it was a gamble. And
yeah,
I just felt like I needed something heavier than the Skin Tint by Ilya. Although I really do like that and it works really well in the summer. But going into the fall, I just need something that has a little bit more coverage. And this has just worked. So it's replaced primer and the Skin Tint for me. So it's just moisturize this and that's pretty much it.
Now, does it have sort of the same finish as the Skin Tint or is it a little bit more matte?
It's a little more matte. It's not dewy.
Okay, because I have been finding that the Ilya has been a little too dewy for me because I tend to be oilier. And so I feel like it takes no time at all before I look like I just have an oil slick across my forehead. And I'm like, what in the world? I think that maybe something more matte for me would be a better option.
Yeah, this is definitely more matte.
Do you set it?
I personally don't, but it doesn't go anywhere. I mean, I've sweat in this. It does not go anywhere until I take it off at night. It really has a good lasting power.
I am very intrigued. Yeah. It even says water resistant, absorbs quickly and is not oily.
Yeah. I mean, those things are all true. It has the SPF in it, but it really is moisturizing, which is for me, it's just the thing I have to have. If it dries out or it tugs against, you know, like I like what it does for like the wrinkles around my eyes too. And, I really like it. I've been very, very pleased.
Well, and it says that even has like hyaluronic acid and niacinamide and some different things like that in it, which is interesting.
Is it? See, I don't know. I don't know what all that means. I just.
Oh, yeah. Well, hyaluronic acid pulls in moisture. Okay. So that's going to be really moisturizing. And then the niacinamide is like a vitamin B and it helps brighten skin tone and help to clear pores and stuff like that, like minimize pore size. So interesting.
Okay.
I am intrigued.
Yeah. I mean, it's really been, it felt like just such a gamble, but if it did what it said it was going to do, it would really work. And then honestly, it has not disappointed.
Where did you find this? Where did you even hear about it?
I feel like I've been getting the ads for like a year.
Like just, interesting. Now I will.
Now everyone will. You're welcome.
Now everyone will.
But what really has caught my attention about the ads, because for a while, you know, I've been just very happy with Ilya. I haven't looked anywhere else. But then the models that are doing the ads, well, they're not models. They're just people who've truly ordered it and they love it. And they are such people, you know, they're not like people who they are so like, you believe them. You think, oh my gosh. Funny. And there's just one after another of very average anybody kind of a person who's like, who shows up barefaced and puts it on, you're like, whoa, like really? It's amazing. So I get a huge kick out of their I don't know what kind of sales that is, but the just the little videos that come up.
That was like when people share them and then the company reshares them on Instagram. Interesting.
So I like it enough that I will probably go back when I get my next one and get their moisturizer and just like do their whole system to see, because I do like it enough to, I'm using the Proteiny Peptide, the Junk Elephant right now, which I love. But I think I might just see if it makes even a better difference if I use their lotion.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I will be waiting to hear more. I think hopefully we're going to do like a skincare episode here in the fall. So maybe by then we will both have more things to talk about and can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun. Okay.
I'm so grateful I'm not tanning. Like the tanning.
Yes.
Especially that whole 6 months, I'm on the other side of it where I'm getting paler and paler by the day, but it's okay because I don't have the high maintenance tanning and the drops and all of the stuff. Like it's just everything is simple. Like I can exfoliate to my heart's content. I can moisturize throws it. Like it's all, it's all
do good. All the facial care stuff that you want to, and it's not. I know. I feel that. I gave it up even earlier than you did though. Like once my feet like really went nuts and then it was like everything was wearing off, I was like, I just can't do it again.
Yeah.
So I just let it go.
Yeah.
But But yeah, it is refreshing when you can just like do all the exfoliating and the retinol and like all the things.
Yeah. Yep.
Start feeling
any fear of like, oh, you're gonna look funny.
You're gonna look funny, or you're gonna waste the tanner, or it's like, you know, oh, I put all of this on and then I'm gonna take it right back off. Or, yeah, you know, like I just, yeah, like feeling like I can do all of the things that I need to for my facial care. Yep. Mm-hmm. Totally agree. Okay, ladies, I'm just going to be really honest. I don't generally love being in the kitchen. I just did that a lot for a lot of years. And now I just do what I got to do to make sure that everybody is fed and to get through it. But one thing that actually has made it a lot more pleasant for me, I would say even bordering on enjoyable, has been my Caraway cookware. Because it's so high quality and it actually works and my food doesn't stick to the pan and they're beautiful, which I am all about a great aesthetic. And these pans, I have the white and they just look so beautiful in my kitchen. They look so beautiful sitting on my stove and it just makes me actually sort of like being in the kitchen more because it's not this dreaded process with stuff that doesn't work. But then to even take it to another level, which is so important to me, is that Caraway doesn't just look good, it doesn't just work well, but it is healthy for my family. Because so many pots and pans and bakeware and all of that, they have so many toxic chemicals that we're just baking right into the food for our families. But Caraway has taken care of all of that. Caraway's cookware allows you to ditch all of the chemicals, and it has non-toxic cookware and bakeware collections so you can make healthier cooking a piece of cake. Caraway's non-toxic kitchenwares are all designed for the modern home and feature a chemical-free ceramic coating, so food can be prepared with peace of mind that no hard-to-pronounce compound will leach into your healthy ingredients. Plus, all sets come equipped with easy-access storage solutions so that there's no stacking required. I am all about that. It makes it so much simpler in my cupboards. Gone are the days of misplacing my lids and having things fall and be stacked all up. It just makes it simple and sleek. The cookware set is really cool. It's a modern and chemical-free iteration of the traditional 16-piece set, boiled down to four essentials: a frying pan, a saute pan — I have that one, I love it, it's nice and big — a saucepan, and a Dutch oven, which I also have, and it's beautiful and it works so well for all of my soups and baking bread and all that kind of thing. Plus, they have the long-awaited Iconics collection, which I would like to get my hands on as well. It's high design, upgraded, featuring two unmistakable classic shades, both dressed up in glossy gold hardware. I mean, who doesn't love that? And then they also have a bakeware set, an assortment of non-toxic baking essentials every modern kitchen needs so you can get to baking goods without any of the bads. So visit carawayhome.com/livewell to take advantage of my limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for my listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/livewell or use the code LIVEWELL at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. Okay, well, this has to do with skin, but this is just a quick one. But there is this silver, like colloidal silver gel that I've had for years probably. But recently I was over at Hot Boyfriend's house and his daughter got scratched by their cat right on her face. And so we immediately cleaned it with peroxide and then I put this silver gel on it. And, you know, usually with a cat scratch, it like gets really puffed up and stuff because they're just like nasty. But this, the swelling immediately went down. And by the next day, you could hardly even tell that she had scratches on her face. So I was so impressed by how this just like took care of it, dealt with like any of the nasty stuff that that cat had lingering under its claws. And you couldn't even tell, like, she just looked great. So I will
hold up. Now, when did they get a cat?
Oh, so that's a whole thing. So this cat, I'm fairly sure, was feral, because as we've discovered, like one of its ears are tipped. And apparently if a cat, like the top of one of its ears is clipped off, that means it was a feral cat that the Humane Society took in and spayed or neutered and then let back out into the wild.
Really?
Yes. I had no idea any of this. So, but this cat one evening, a few weeks ago, Sophia was out on the back porch and the cat just came over and started like hanging out around her. And so her and this other neighbor girl started going around the neighborhood, seeing if it was anybody's cat. And this crazy lady down the street, who I'm not fairly sure. It's so obvious she has a crush on my boyfriend and she's going through a divorce. So her ex-husband's house is down the street, but she lives in the apartments like right behind there. Like, it's so such a weird story, but she was like very intoxicated and came down and said that she wanted the cat, and like Nick had to leave and I had to go over there and try to get this cat away from this lady, because by this point Sophia had fallen in love with the cat. Oh, and then the cat turned on the lady and like attacked the lady. And she was like intoxicated and bleeding all over the sidewalk. And I'm just trying to be like, maybe you just need to go take care of yourself. Like, we'll get the cat. You go to take care of you. It was the craziest thing. So he ended up letting her bring the cat in and he went and got kitty litter and all this stuff. But now this lady keeps coming down to his house and like asking about the cat and wanting to show him her dog. And and the funny thing is, like, I'm always standing right there. Like, I'm always right there. And she just brazenly walks up.
Oh my gosh.
It's like so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
They have a cat, but he's still like debating whether they're going to keep it. So he hasn't even let the kids name it yet, but they've had the cat for like 3 weeks. So at some point he's going to have to decide here. Yeah. But anyway, if you have a cat and you need some help, then this colloidal silver gel really does a trick. Okay. All right. This next one was actually a gift from Hot Boyfriend. It's the most romantic gift ever. It is the Yaemin period heater.
Okay.
So he got me this like strap-on heater for when I have my period.
Okay.
I don't know why. I think he was buying them for other people in his family, and he bought me one for when I have cramps. Just to be nice. And it's awesome. So I would have never even thought to get such a thing, but you just like, you charge it up and then you put it on and it gets hot. It has three different heat settings and like a massage setting. And it is like, when you are just in that place where you're like, this sucks, I'm breaking down as a person, but I have this like little period heater. I love it.
Oh, that sounds nice. It makes like a heated seat in my car. That's how I feel about it. If I have to. Yeah. And it don't like, it's time. I can start using it again without shame.
Yes. I started using mine. Yeah. And then if I'm really feeling down, I have that thing strapped to the front. I have the seat heating in the back and it's like an all around joy. So it's a winner. Yeah, we will link it in there, but it's really good. Okay, I have a couple of other ones, just a couple. I think I'll breeze through these fairly quickly. Okay, the first one is Essie has come out with their fall colors. Okay. Have you seen that? And there is this like maroonish colored one that's called Bahama Mama, and I love it. It just is like, it feels fall-y, you know? Okay. And so I've been wearing this and then using, because it's not one of their fast dry ones. It's not an expressy, which typically I love the expressy because it just works for my life. But I've been using this with their speed setter top coat, which actually works pretty well. And sometimes I can even put on, like, if I want to do the gel top coat, their gel setter or whatever top coat, I can do that and then put the speed setter on and it will set all of it. So
that's cool.
That combination has been working nicely and I really like it.
Okay.
So that's one of them. And then, what should I knock off here? Well, Rasa just came out with a new blend called Mocha, and it is the combination of their cacao blend and their dirty blend, which is actually Rasa with coffee, which I always combine my Rasa with coffee anyway. I usually do the cacao with my coffee, but now they've put them together for a limited time. And so I'm very excited that I can just get like this one thing and it's got all the things in it that I want and all my adaptogens and my mocha and my coffee. And I'm very delighted about that.
So how do you use it?
You brew it like, cause normally I put it in with my coffee. So I just brew it the same way in my little French press. I put the hot water in there and I brew it usually for like 10 minutes. And then I just doctored up the way that I normally would with like my cream and my collagen and all that good stuff.
So does it replace your morning coffee or is it after?
Well, yes, because it has coffee in it.
Okay.
So their dirty blend is the blend of all of the original Rasa herbs that they have that are adaptogens and all that stuff with coffee in it. But it's like a low dose caffeine. So it's not, you're not going to get like a crazy amount of caffeine from it. You're not going to, it's not going to make you feel jittery or anything like that. But now they combined it with the cacao version as well. So it's got the chocolate and all of the adaptogens and the coffee all in one shebang.
Wow.
Yes. I know. I'm very excited, but I've heard it's for a limited time. So okay. You got to get it before it goes. Okay. Okay. I think I'll make this my last one. I had a couple of other things, but I'll make this my last one for right now is Power Sheets. I think the day this episode comes out, they're revealing the 2023 Power Sheets. They've already revealed the covers and they're pretty similar to last year with like a few little differences, but I go through these seasons of like using them and not using them. But I always love the seasonal resets. And when I'm in a good place, they're a really great planning tool for my month. I don't necessarily use them for like tracking all throughout the month, but I like to be able to go to them at the beginning of a season or at the beginning of a month, just to kind of like map out what I have coming and what my goals are and what I'm trying to accomplish and read and like all of that kind of stuff. I love using Power Sheets for that. And I especially love like the run through that it gives me at the end of my year before a new year to just like really think through things and compare it to the year before and see kind of like where I'm at and how I'm feeling about my life and all that kind of thing. So I am very excited because right now I am working through the last quarter of the year, like those section of Power Sheets that, and so that's kind of fun because you kind of get to do like that revamp every quarter. And they're revealing the new Power Sheets and I'm just excited to get them. So
it always is like a rush. Like,
so yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well,
am I going to be,
and they always like, there's certain things that are consistent, but they change them up just a little bit. And I've even used them with two of the girls in my life over this past year.
Yeah.
And that's been fun to see them kind of get into it. Like they really started doing it again before the beginning of the school year and thinking about things. And so I'm just excited about them because I really think it's a great tool to kind of like recenter yourself and really evaluate where you're really at and see if you're making progress on things or if you're not and you need a little bit of, you know, a kick in the pants. And So I love them. I think they're beautifully made and they do a really good job. Like for all of my other planning, I prefer usually digital, but for this kind of like focused goal stuff where I'm just trying to really dig in and think about things, I like the Power Sheets and being able to write it all out.
Yeah. Well, and they do such a good job of like putting it in certain ways, like guiding you.
Yes.
I really appreciate that too. It's things I wouldn't always think about, but they made a page for it. And
then yeah.
Like you're going to do it. Like you were just saying, you really need to brain dump and like, they're like, they give you that page that this is where you do it here.
Yeah. And it's very like step-by-step. If just like a brain dump feels overwhelming, then they're going to take you step-by-step through all the different things that you're thinking about your life and working those goals down from like the big picture to actually creating actionable items and that kind of thing, that I just, it's been a really good place. I've even found myself over this past year as I've written like post-it notes of like, oh, these are financial goals, or these are certain things that I'm wanting to, you know, invest in or whatever. I will put those post-its into my power sheets because it's like this one place to hold all of the things that I'm wanting to aim for, or I'm wanting to purchase, or I'm wanting to, like, whatever. It's, I just keep it all in there.
That's cool. So it's, yeah, like just it organizes you. It
keeps, yeah,
all your thoughts and your plans and your goals, and then the accountability too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really loving it. And I just, yeah, every year, I think I've only skipped them 1 year in like the past 5 years. And that year I was like, oh, I should have done it. So I always come back to them, and I'm excited for this new version that they've got coming out.
Yeah. Wasn't it 2020 you skipped?
It might have been.
Well, I think it might have been. It was, because it was sort of like all bets are off.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, there is no hope.
No.
Yeah. It might have been.
Forget your plans.
Yeah.
Your goals.
You can plan for nothing. The world dictates your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, but I am back on the power sheets train, and I have been now for 2 years, I think, because I got the 2021 and the 2022. So yeah, I'm very excited for all the, to see the new things they've got coming out with them. And they're supposed to be making some reveals of other new products. And So yeah, I'm excited to see what they've got.
That's awesome. I did the, like the Cultivate Hope study from them.
Oh yeah.
I really like those too. Like they're more than just the planners. Like it's really a good way to, and everything looks cohesive. It has,
yes,
the colors that they choose. Oh, did the new colors will launch, right? Whatever.
Yeah. They've revealed the new colors already.
What are they?
Well, they're pretty similar to what they've done in the past. Okay. Instead of it being a linen cover though, for like the linen color, it is actually like a faux leather this year.
Oh, that's cool.
And then like the blue is a little bit deeper, and the pink, I think they're calling papaya, and it's a little bit more vibrant. And then they have one that looks like a lattice. So it's sort of floral and green. And then they have one that's more floral.
Okay.
I think that's all of them.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the first reveal they did, is they've been revealing the covers, and then they're going to be revealing more of like what's actually in it and the extra products that they've created. So I'm excited to see.
Very cool.
Yes. All right. Well, I think that we had a lot of good favorites. This was a fun conversation.
We did have a lot of favorites.
Yeah. And we'll hopefully be doing like a skincare makeup episode soon.
Okay.
All right. Well, I will talk to you later.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that's it for this week's episode. I hope you guys had fun like we did and enjoyed some of the new things that we have been finding. You will be able to find all of these things in our show notes, which you can find by swiping up in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on, which I sure hope you've subscribed to us in that app. That sure helps as well. But you can also find it by going to mackenziekoppa.com and clicking on podcast. That's where you can find all of our episodes, all of the notes, links to everything that we've talked about. You can find things on Amazon. Again, at mackenziekoppa.com/Amazon. We've got a pretty exhaustive list there, but anything that isn't specifically on Amazon, then we do have in those show notes. And then, of course, if you really want to know what is going on with the Live Well community, the Live Well platform, what kinds of content I am putting out, then you're going to want to make sure that you are a member of the Well Anyway newsletter, which you can find at mackenziekoppa.substack.com. I would love to have you come join us over there. I put out a newsletter usually like every Sunday or Monday and every Thursday or Friday. And the Sunday or Monday one is about planning, all things focused on planning and things that I'm enjoying and focusing on right now. And then the Thursday, Friday one is what has come out in the week, what kinds of content we've put out. And so it's a great way to make sure that you're staying on top of everything that we've got out there and all the different platforms. Sometimes it can be kind of overwhelming because there's things all over the place, but that is a great place to just be able to go and get a quick rundown of what is happening and also be able to see the comments from other listeners and readers and get their ideas as well. Another great place to do that is on Instagram. I would love to see you over there at Mackenzie Coppa. So make sure that you connect with me in those two places, the newsletter at mackenziecoppa.substack.com and then at Mackenzie Coppa on Instagram. I would love to be able to chat with you and connect with you more. I love you, ladies. I am so, so grateful for each and every one of you. Don't be shy. Be sure to reach out. And until next week, when we're actually in October, which is crazy, but until then, go be bold and gracious.